From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says he hopes that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will make what he calls the right decision on when it's time to surrender power. NPR Scott Horsley reports that the Obama administration has been quietly urging Mubarak to step aside before the September election.
Answering questions from reporters for the first time since the Egyptian protest began, President Obama called Mubarak a proud man, but also a patriot. He suggested the Egyptian leader's pledge to leave office in September may not be soon enough.
He needs to listen to what's being voiced by the Egyptian people and make a judgment about a pathway forward that is orderly, but that is meaningful.
Mr. Obama renewed his call for all sides in Egypt to avoid violence and said he hopes the restraint shown in the last day or so will continue. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Dozens of Congress members are urging Defense Secretary Robert Gates to approve an intensive treatment for troops with traumatic brain injuries. As NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports, they've written Gates a letter citing an investigation by NPR and ProPublica.
When civilians get brain injuries, doctors often prescribe cognitive rehabilitation. It's designed to retrain the brain, in effect, to think and process information. But the Pentagon's medical insurance system refuses to pay for troops and veterans with brain injuries to get the same care. Pentagon officials say there's not enough evidence that cognitive rehabilitation works. But an investigation by NPR and ProPublica found that some officials at the Pentagon worry the treatment costs too much money. Now, more than 70 Democrats and Republicans have told Secretary Gates, quote, "Service members returning from the battlefield cannot wait to receive treatment for their injuries," unquote. The members of Congress told Gates they want to meet with officials at the Pentagon to discuss how they're treating the troops. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Transportation Security Administration Chief John Pistol says he will allow some collective bargaining rights for airport screeners. The workers have tried for nearly a decade to get a union representation. National Treasury Employees Union President Colleen Kelly says the decision will improve employee morale.
These employees are committed to the security of our country. They do this job because they want to do it, because they believe in it, and they know how important it is. What they want is a work environment that treats them with respect and that gives them some choices.
The TSA says it will allow collective bargaining only on non-security employment matters. The nation's unemployment rate dropped to 9% last month from 9.4% in December. That's the lowest jobless level since April 2009. Economists had expected an increase partly because of extreme weather conditions. Still, some analysts doubt that the economic recovery is gathering momentum. This is NPR News. A Washington-based human rights group is urging the United States to stop deporting Haitians with serious illnesses or relatives in the United States. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights says the deportations should be halted until conditions improve on the island. It fears that ailing deportees could become sicker or even die in Haitian jails where conditions are unhealthy. One deportee died of cholera-like symptoms after being sent home last month. The U.S. resumed deportations to Haiti for the first time last month since the island's devastating earthquake in January 2010. The woman known as the Den Mother of Chicago's famous Second City Comedy Theater has died. Joyce Sloan was 80. NPR's David Shaper reports that Sloan discovered and nurtured some of the greatest American comedy actors of the last half century.
Joyce Sloan discovered and hired John Belushi. She held Gilda Radner's hand. She guided and treated Nia Vardalos, Bonnie Hunt, Tina Fey, and others as if they were her own daughters.
She was definitely the mother of Second City. You know, there's no question about it. She was the mom, the one and only.
Andrew Alexander is Second City's owner and CEO.
We are somewhat of a dysfunctional family. I mean, in that you've got actors that some are successful more than others, and, you know, there's all kinds of egos afoot. And, you know, she was really terrific at managing that and giving a certain calmness to the place.
Alexander says in her 50 years at Second City, Joyce Sloan did just about everything, including co-founding the Toronto branch and creating the National Touring Company. She died Thursday at her home. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
U.S. stocks posted further gains to end the week on a positive note. The Dow rose 29 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.